you know, and then we trained some Japanese officers, and they took her base, and then we went down to Sendai, Japan, and I worked on weapons down there. One of the boys I'd taken basic training with, he got to be company clerk, and he heard the CO talking about, the commanding officer talking about, they needed someone to work on weapons. So he said, I know just the man, that he knows all about them. So he came over and got me, and he said, now you tell him you know everything about these. So I did. I went in there and told him. I said, yes, sir, I can fix anything, you know. So they took me on as I worked on all the weapons for the company, and that's what I did when I left there. So.
So was it when you came back that you got married?
Yes, I got home in the last of December, and I got married in August.
Uh-huh. Where did you get married? Was it in the church?
No, we got married at a JP, you know.
Uh-huh. What are the weddings like in Roswell?
Well, the past few years, you know, you see some real elaborate weddings, you know, the ones I've been to, you know, have been fairly large weddings, you know, and but, you know, back then, you know, the majority of the people, they went to Justice of Peace and got married. You didn't see any large weddings around here, you know.
Would there be a party or a reception after they got married?
No, not years ago.
So it was just a get married and...
Someone went with them, and, you know, maybe another couple went with them and got married, and that was it, you know. And the majority of them that I knew, you know, they didn't have a honeymoon or anything. They went back to work Monday, you know. They'd get married on the weekend, go to work Monday.
Okay, and how about funerals here in Roswell?
Well, the way they're different now, you know, when we grew up, if someone died, you know, they went to the funeral home and they was prepared and they went back home. And, you know, everyone came from the surrounding neighborhoods and they'd sit with them at night and day, you know, the place was just full of people, you know. But, you know, after probably it got to be the late 60s, well, 60s and 70s, you know, that all stopped, and most of the visitation was done at the funeral home.
Your son, what year was he born?
1957.
Uh-huh. And so when he started to go to school, how were the schools different then than, say, they were when you were a child?
Well, when he started to school, we had a new high school on Alpharetta Street, but he went to Mimosa where I went, and a lot of the teachers were still there. They knew, they still remembered me, and you know, and they were all, most of them were still there.
Did the school sort of operate on the same basis?
No, I say no. You know, there was a lot more discipline in school then, you know. We had a principal named G.W. and the teacher couldn't handle the students. They went up to see G.W. and he took care of business, you know. So, but I think now the children, they get by with whatever
uh-huh.
they want to do.
You said when you were a child, we had chores and then you played some baseball or ball at the park. What other things would you do for fun?
Well, you know,